Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. What a show, what a day. Ray Dininger here at 1 o'clock. We'll talk Eagles, we'll talk football again, but that report's out there. Jeffrey Lurie, finalist, to buy the Boston Celtics. Oh, my God. And we're starting to see, and I'll ask Ray about this, and throughout the show, we're starting to see people already saying, well, it seems like the NFL wants Taylor Swift, Kelce and Mahomes particularly, and I'm on record now, I've said it for a while, but Mahomes is rapidly closing in on Tom Brady, might be a better player simply because he can run and run effectively. We'll get to all that. But I don't want to bury the headlines because there are a ton of them on the immigration front. Media trying to find something. Here's the media narrative from the J.D. Vance story to the coverage of Trump in Colombia. In fact, I'll play it for you here just in a second. It's Martha Brennan. Martha Brennan, Dan 13, be ready with that. Here's Martha Brennan in a second asking J.D. Vance, Margaret Brennan, that's not the one. It's 14. That's what I'm looking at. Margaret Brennan, the media attack is how much this is going to cost to deport these people. The media attack is, well, which executive order exactly is going to bring down prices? Can you imagine? But this is what they're about. Here, we suffered under this maniac determined to be great in the history books, Biden, spending all that money when he didn't have to, creating baked-in inflation. Now they're on Trump. Well, what's he doing about the cost of bacon? Which one of these executive orders is going to do that? The Trump people put out, not the first 100 days, the first 100 hours. That's how startling this is. And J.D. Vance tuned up the U.S. bishops. And boy, do they need to be tuned up. And he's a Catholic, a converted Catholic, I believe, also on national TV. And we now have a tape that was put out. And they don't tell people to do anything illegal by Catholic charities. Now, not the local Catholic charities here. But nationally, J.D. Vance called them out because they're involved in $100 million in shuttling people into the country illegally. We played you the bishop's seats last week. Not only do they want that money, not only are they doing that, but then they lecture us. I don't care if you're a bishop. I don't care if you're the Pope. You're not lecturing me. We're not going to hell because you say so. Are you kidding me? Given the corruption in the Catholic Church, you got to be kidding me. What standing do they have? Well, Dom, come on now. You better not be risking that. Oh, man, Pope Francis and you? Yeah, well, take a look at what they do. So here's Brennan asking Vance what she thinks is the kill shot, among others, including saying this was a nation of immigrants. Have we forgotten that? This is the bacon question to J.D. Vance.
By dinner. identifying information that's going to keep us safe.
You campaigned on lowering prices for consumers. We've seen all of these executive orders. Which one lowers prices?
We have done a lot, and there have been a number of executive orders that have caused already jobs to start coming back into our country, which is a core part of lowering prices. More capital investment, more job creation in our economy is one of the things that's going to drive down prices for all consumers, but also raise wages so that people can afford to buy the things that they need. If you look at our slate of executive orders, no, Margaret, prices are going to come down, but it's going to take a little bit of time, right? The president has been president for all of 5 days. I think that in those 5 days, he's accomplished more than Joe Biden did in 4 years. It's been an incredible breakneck pace of activity. We're going to work with Congress. We're, of course, going to have more executive orders. And we're going to try the way that you lower prices is that you encourage more capital investment into our country. And you ask specifically, what executive order is going to help lower prices? All of the stuff that we've done on energy, to explore more energy reserves, to develop more energy resources in the United States of America. One of the main drivers of increased prices under the Biden administration is that we had a massive increase in energy prices. Donald Trump has already taken multiple executive actions that are going to lower energy prices. And I do believe that means consumers are going to see lower prices at the pump and at the grocery store, but it's going to take a little bit of time. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yeah.
And while we've done a whole lot, we can't undo all of the damage of Joe Biden's presidency.
Well, there are a lot of things
days.
That contributed to higher energy prices, and there was record oil and gas production.
Yes, Joe Biden did many terrible things to lead to an increase in prices. I agree, Margaret.
No, but all the things.
That's the Martha Raddatz. Martha Raddatz moment with Tom Homan. Homan just looked like, put her on the bus. Get her out of here, Dr. Phil. Tag in Dr. Phil. Embed it with them. Dan's, how's that working on getting me embedded when they come to Philadelphia? I'm serious. You can be out there with me. You can be streaming live. Are you up for that duty? I'm not sure. Maybe that falls to Henry. All right. This is YouTube worthy. Got a lot of YouTube worthy today. And it's a big YouTube day with some of this stuff, at least three. I hope you're on YouTube, youtube.com/1210WPHT. And the way this was characterized with Margaret Brennan, this is cut 13, she looked pleased when she asked the immigration question, aren't we a nation of immigrants, to J.D. Vance.
Founded by immigrants.
Well, this is a country
founded
by...
This is a unique country.
This is a very unique country, and it was founded by some immigrants and some settlers, but just because we were founded by immigrants doesn't mean that 240 years later that we have to have the dumbest immigration policy in the world.
Yeah, he was sitting on that one. He was sitting on that for a week, J.D. Vance, I think, that line. You know, and I bet if your name were Borowski or Kelly or Giordano, you would have jumped in. Now, she's a Brennan, true, Irish. You would have jumped into the ring. Vance, maybe not so much. You would have jumped into the ring. Wait a minute, lady. Let's stop talking about immigrants here. All right? Yeah, we know that. What does that have to do with what's going on as we speak? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is push #1210. And we'll get you on board. Here is Homan in the ring with Martha Raddatz. And she's trying to grill him about, are you going to go into elementary schools right in the middle of it? How are you going to do that? This is Cut 11.
Estimates are that there are 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country right now. How can you possibly afford to deport all of those people?
Well, I'll leave it up to Congress. You know, I think Congress, the president has a mandate. This was the number one issue that people voted on. I think Congress has a mandate to give us money we need. What price do you put on national security?
More detention centers?
What price do you put on all these young ladies who've been raped and murdered and burned alive? What price do you put on that? What price do you put on Lincoln Riley's life? What price do you put on national security? Like I just explained, when you have a surge like this, we don't secure that border, that's when national security threats enter the country. That's when sex trafficking goes up. That's when, you know, that's when the fentanyl comes in and kills a quarter million Americans.
All right. That was a good rebuttal. And, you know, Raddatz, it never stopped. We've been through this before when J.D. Vance put her down. It was a brilliant week. On the one hand, we're not deporting enough. On the other hand, do you know the cost of deporting people? All right, jump in right now, right at the beginning, 855-839-1210. We'd love to get you in before I give you the side question. Tell us what you're thinking on this. This was a big win over Colombia in that we had President Trump instantly threatening a whole laundry list that I still have here of what would happen vis-a-vis tariffs, visas, and everything else. And the Colombian president then pretty instantaneously, after a diatribe about he's not coming here to America to see white slavers, stuff like this. After that, he says, I'll even send my plane to deport them back there because your planes are inhumane. So this was quite a showdown, quite a thing that you would think would resonate to these other nations looking at this and refusing to cooperate, refusing to repatriate. That's exactly what's going to happen. The numbers are astounding. They're not millions yet. We've talked about this. First of all, I think it's great police work that they've been able to ferret out any number of people. Here is one where Dr. Phil is involved with this. We have one where the man recognizes Dr. Phil. In this one, it's Tom Homan, this is 19, personally round up a child rapist from Thailand in Chicago. And this is also, you can follow this on YouTube too. Here's how it seemed.
What's your name?
Seda.
Seda what? You have a person last name?
Sam.
Seda Sam?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Where I was born or where I'm from?
Where are you born?
Thailand.
You've been deported before from the United States?
No.
Never been deported?
But I've been in the system before.
B&B.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What have you been charged with?
Charged with?
Before.
I'm not going to say that. I'm going to talk to my lawyer.
Yeah. Are you a citizen?
My mom's a citizen.
Your mother's a citizen?
Yes.
But you're not?
Nope.
But you've never been deported before?
Dr. Phil.
Yeah? How do you know me?
No, I seen Dr. Phil, you know, on TV.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is an example of sanctuary cities, right? We got an illegal alien convicted of sex crimes involving children, and he's walking the streets of Chicago. Again, the downfall, the problem with a sanctuary city, that people like us walking the street rather than law enforcement working with federal agents, this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah. You've been charged with sex crimes with children?
Not really.
Not really?
Not really.
Well,
and never been deported.
Well,
huh? Let's take him in process and lock him up.
Got it, sir.
Dr. Phil, not really. Oh God, 855-839-1210. You get in. All right, we're coming to your calls right at the top. You can get in 855-839-1210. Big win on the Colombian thing, and on Twitter, a lot of reaction I got saying, "Yeah, I'll give up drinking coffee." Well. Check the beverage of choice of the show. There's not going to be any problem with tea, I hope. It might have cost a little bit more for a bit if Colombia had followed through and we were going back and forth with tariffs, God only knows, and AOC. Can you imagine? Coffee's going to cost more now. So let's just have this mayhem that we have going forward. Here's a side question today, though. What an unbelievable day yesterday. And Ray Dininger here at 1 o'clock. Nobody breaks it down better. I see why the Chiefs are favored. You really couldn't favor the Eagles in the minds of odds makers. But if you're looking at this accurately, I would slightly favor the Eagles. That's how far I think I'm willing to go. Hit us with that all-time Philadelphia sports moment, either good or bad. And the bad sometimes is the most entertaining, the funniest. All right, for me, the all-time. Now, look, this is just personal. It's weird, but having the great Nick Foles and do that hour and a half with him out there in Montgomery County at the height of 2017, Tom Brady yesterday said some gibberish about him to try to get out of it. I think the guy put him on the spot, the play-by-play guy.
Foles in the building, Super Bowl MVP, led to that Super Bowl win. Who did he play that game? I don't know. Do you know he played that game? I love you.
Nick, I don't hate you. I'm just jealous of you. You caught it. I didn't.
All right, that was all set up. They wrote that line as we get the inside baseball of that. No, you were a punk. You wouldn't shake his hand. The great Nick Foles. The other one is Aaron Rowan crashing into a fence that shouldn't have been there for the Phillies, playing center field, bloody all over the place and holding up the ball. That, to me, is why we watch sports. If he had dropped it, they might have booed him, but that's Philadelphia. Dan, how about yours? All-time best or worst? Oh, ready.
Stairs rips one into the night, deep into right, way out of here. And Philadelphia gets a pinch hit, two-run shot. And the Phillies lead 7-5 in the eighth.
That was so big that the morning show back then, you know, that's a while ago, did the show with them coming back to the stadium downtown live on the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Stairs moonshot 2008 and LCS. Yeah.
And I would have died to be doing that. No, you have to stand on the street, but with him, I don't know if the Stairs got on the show or not, but as they were coming back to the stadium, we had access. And the morning show was right there. Brilliant move.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good stuff. So, Henry, who's yours?
Yeah. All right. So, for the good, let's go with low-hanging fruit here. 2008 World Series Game 5 rained out in the seventh inning for two straight days. They come back. They finish the game, in which I was in attendance for. I was 9 years old at the time. I was lucky enough to be able to get some tickets to go see those last three innings. Saw them win the World Series. And then I'll take the negatives.
You only saw the last three innings?
Though? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't have my neighbors were nice enough. They were nice enough to be like, hey, we can't make it. You and your dad want the tickets? And we're like, yeah, of course.
Of course.
So, right. Yeah, that got to witness history on that day. And then I'll take the bad one, which would be the 2019 NBA Eastern Conference semifinals, Game 7, Sixers at the Toronto Raptors. I don't want to relive it, so if you know, awful.
Okay.
Awful.
Kawhi. All right, 855-839-1210. I was a bit distracted there, Dan. I just got an email. Important. Unexpected Bitcoin transaction from your account. Who knew?
It might be a phishing email, though, so be careful.
I know. Yeah, do I have a Bitcoin account? Can you imagine? All right, I'll refer this to my attorney here. So,
just because I'm so anti-Sixers right now for Henry's sake.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks at the clock, turns the corner for the win.
Yeah, there were other elements before that that was cruel, but they should have won before that. All right, 855-839-1210. I just throw one in, just a random one to end that loop. We're down the shore watching. Thank God. I almost went crazy. When Ben Simmons refused to shoot a layup, dunk it, or do anything else, pass it to another guy who's a poor shooter.
Matisse Thybulle.
Yeah. That right there.
Tapping his way in. Yeah. Spins on Gallinari. Gives it up. Oh, he was right there. And a foul as Thybulle goes to
right there. If I were coaching, I don't care what happens. I would have lost my mind. I would take him out. If he said anything, I'd brawl with him right there on the court. That's it. That's it. I've never seen anything like pro sports. I get it. Putting up with someone you can't stand, but they help you to win and you got to put up with it. I never got putting up with people that not remotely are going to help you win anything.
You seen his comments lately?
No, I have not.
He's almost extending the olive branch back to Philadelphia. Because he realizes now, years after the fact, he's like, man, those guys supported me for all those years and all I did was let him down. And now he's got a slice of humble pie being so bad on the Nets that he's like,
right,
why not try and come back? The Sixers aren't doing anything.
All right, hit us with that all-time best or worst. Also, the main course today, the immigration stuff over the weekend, and we had Trump on Friday. I'm going to play you with Karen Bass. I think every American watching her and watching him, the mayor of L.A., saying, are you kidding me, not letting people go back and remove debris from their property? Saying it's not safe. And Trump, the urgency, let's start rebuilding. All right, 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. So this is how bad. Let me slow down on this. I'm coming to your calls on the military. One of the first actions of Pete Hegseth, and I think he's got to take more with every one of these people at the Air Force Academy, in a classic passive-aggressive move, because Trump is cutting out DEI as much as he can across the federal government, including the military. Today, he's probably going to sign an executive order removing, at least from active duty, as I understand it, people that are trans. What do they do at the Air Force Academy? This is just classic, could be in the dictionary as passive aggressive. They remove from the training of people this inspirational video. There might be two of them, really. One on the Tuskegee Airmen, the other on women, maybe a small number, who flew during World War II as another option. Now, I've interviewed in person several times Tuskegee Airmen. Alan West will be on the show tomorrow, has deep connection to them. Diane Cardano, Stan Casascio, friends and sponsor, Diane Cardano, realtor. At their house, we had one guy who was about 95, 96, who still wanted to pilot a helicopter that night. It was a Tuskegee Airman. When you're around them, that's America, what they suffered and what they did. So the Air Force creeps take that out of rotation to say, oh, yeah, you don't want us to do DEI? Here's what we're going to do then. We'll take out the Tuskegee Airmen. Why? They're black. Every one of them, Hegseth ought to get to the bottom of. Who is it that made this decision? Why? They're under military order. Get answers. Demote, do whatever you have to do to every single one of them. This is what has to be stamped out. They want to be in a fit because they want to continue DEI, yet they want to take out this inspirational video of the Tuskegee Airmen and of this women pilot group? No one's saying that. Ron DeSantis commented on the weekend, and he said, same kind of thing we faced in Florida. We say we don't want racism. We don't want discrimination, which DEI is. So you then, in a counter move, remove something that's legit and inspirational simply based on race, gender, or whatever, to say, ha, ha, ha. It's got to be repercussions with these people in the military, every single one of them, every single time. So I hope we hear about that from the Air Force. We're going to talk with Sean Parnell, who's very good friends with Pete Hegseth, at 1:30 today. But can you imagine, in this atmosphere, you're going to try to pull this? Oh, DEI? All right, we'll take out the Tuskegee Airmen. Either you did it intentionally, or you're incompetent and you shouldn't be training people at the Air Force Academy. If you don't get the difference between the Tuskegee Airmen and what we're trying to root out, you're either part of the problem or you're incompetent and shouldn't be there. Isn't it pretty obvious? So right out of the box, he's only in for a few minutes. This is what we see. Also, Hegseth's first order was to reinstate unvaccinated troops discharged under Biden. It's over 8,000 and counting. So we'll see how that goes. Of course, it's amazing how often the media goes to a representative. Is it Richardson? I think it is. From Delaware, the first openly trans person. And here's what the congressperson from Delaware said. This is cut 21.
No, this is a state representative from Minnesota. No.
Oh, this is from Minnesota. I thought this was
21? The Delaware. Are you talking about 21's a Minnesota state rep.
Okay, this is Minnesota state rep. All right, I thought it was the woman from Delaware. Okay, Minnesota state rep talking about the Trump. And look, if people want to serve in the military, I get it. Whether they're trans, not trans, gender fluid. But the point I think this executive order is going to make is that this doesn't work in the military, at least active duty. Here's the reaction.
So since Donald Trump reentered office, has your experience changed, especially in the wake of some of these executive orders you alluded to? Last week, he rolled back protections for transgender people, such as segregating federal prisons by sex assigned at birth and only recognizing two sexes, saying that they're not changeable. How has that impacted you?
It has impacted me personally, as I think it has all trans people in this country, because these are not executive orders that change the laws of the United States. They are intended to create a public terrorism campaign against our community. And of course, I have felt that as a public-facing advocate for trans rights in Minnesota and across the country. The intention of this is not to change the law immediately because he simply cannot do that. The intention of this is to create panic, to get media to repeat all of the dangers that we face over and over, to make sure that people think twice about participating in the public space. And as a leader in the trans community, I will not be pushed out, and I will continue to advocate. And as a result of that, I would say that I have had a very hard week.
All right, that's Lee Finke, state representative from Minnesota. That's what Trump's trying to do with this? I don't think so, but this is the rebuttal. By the way, Guy Shiraki just sent me a text. His coach at Philly's fantasy camp was Aaron Rowan, number 33.
All right.
That's pretty good stuff. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. So we're looking for either the best or the worst moment as a Philly sports fan. Something Philadelphia sports, not national, something involved that was the best or the worst that you've seen. Let's try Phil in Delaware. Phil, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you. Good to hear your voice. Two things. The congressperson from Delaware is Sarah McBride.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
And needless to say, I've sent her messages that at some point she might have to pick a bathroom. It wasn't a favorable response, but my biggest memory of Philadelphia is the Sixers. In 1983, when they won the championship, I remember being in the parade and ending up at the Veterans Stadium. And Harold Katz, that whole season was with those foam fingers, number one, we owe you a championship. So once the championship happened and we got into Veterans Stadium, in his speech, he had the nerve to say, now that we gave you a championship, you owe us. buy your season's tickets. And, you know, talking about from 1983, I can remember that. That means it had a big impact, and it was cheesy and sleazy. And from then on, I refused to buy any merch, go to any games, support nothing.
Gotcha, Phil. Well, sad to say that he passed away just over the weekend at the age of 87. And he was the founder of, among other things, Nutrisystem. And he's the one that made one of the most disastrous trades in sports history or choices, and also brought Moses Malone here. All-time sweater. Try blocking that guy off. Okay. Here's how you get in. That's a side quest. That's pretty memorable.
That's good and bad. Yeah. That's a great answer. Yeah.
So hit us with that all-time Philadelphia sports moment for you. Good or bad. It could be a mixture like that one was. 855-839-1210 is how you get on board. Ray Dininger breaking it down a little bit on yesterday, but more looking forward. As I said, Jeffrey Lurie, could he really own the Sixers? I mean, the Celtics and the Eagles at the same time? Oh, my God. I mean, at least the other guy. He owns the Sixers, which are out of the news, Harris. He owns the Commanders, who I don't really think are a rival and all that stuff. They're not going to be. It's prominent because it's in Washington. It's not like he owned the Cowboys and the Sixers or something, you know. But this is pretty amazing, pretty bold stuff. He is from that area. I forget it. Yeah, I think he's from suburban Boston. So there is a hometown, element to it. I think he's from the town where the Kennedys grew up way back when, suburban rich area there outside Boston. All right, we have Ray Dininger. We're going to speak with Sean Parnell at 1:30. Sean is a real good friend of Pete Hegseth. I'll ask him about this Air Force thing. How do you take the Tuskegee Airmen out of your inspirational videos? That's intentional. That's the only thing that's involved there. And also, we'll talk with Scott Presler, of course, at 2 o'clock. He made news over the weekend, the Amish, at least I saw it on his Twitter, through Presler, offering to rebuild Los Angeles and other places to help President Trump. With Scott Presler and the Amish, coming to the rescue. Can you see 20,000 Amish descending on L.A. to rebuild it? There's a lot more to it. So he's got a lot, as always. 855-839-1210. Hey, are you looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right? Now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year savings. Rescue is celebrating you. Save 35% on single bottles of Rescue supplements with the code HEALTH35. Try the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3 for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orasine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. To place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. You can start your journey to better health today. Just use that code HEALTH35. Again, save 35% on all single supplements with the code HEALTH35. Don't wait. Make this year your best yet with Rescue. Remember, use that code HEALTH35. All right, time to your Dano show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Worst or best Philly sports moment? The immigration issue will play you probably in the 1 o'clock hour. J.D. Vance with Brennan yesterday laying out this criticism about Catholics in the center ring on the illegal immigration thing. And these bishops, archbishops, cardinals are the most out of touch. And again, what right do they have to lecture us? J.D. making the point morally. Where are their morals? $100 million are taking in again. Catholic Charities, big video, big thing up on, maybe we'll put it on YouTube. The woman that's the spokesperson doesn't say to illegals, do anything illegal. But people are offended that they're this enmeshed in it, that they're counseling people here illegally of how to be coping with ICE. Something's out of line with that. And Vance saying, yeah, they're getting $100 million to relocate people. And that's bad enough, but then they're lecturing people. We went through that all last week. We don't want to be lectured on this. We have the moral high ground. You're defending people that are criminals, first of all. Second of all, you're defending people jumping the line to come here. I mean, we're trying to get on tomorrow this recently elected Democrat in Pennsylvania, making national news. The headline at the Hill is, well, he says his constituents clearly think if you're here legally and have committed crimes, you ought to be deported. But he says his constituents here in Pennsylvania also think if you haven't committed crimes and you're here illegally, you ought to have a path to citizenship. What place is this guy from in Pennsylvania? What election did we miss? I don't know too many places other than maybe a big city here or there. And even that, I doubt Chicago is welcoming ICE. People are not saying path to citizenship anymore. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom. Hey, Joe, afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Dom, these liberal pundits are so out of sorts, they don't know how to counter us anymore. And I think it's a good thing. And you don't have any further to look than the way they, you know, the interviews with Vance and Homan. Don't these idiots take that next chess move forward and say, well, if I pose this question, how could it possibly be answered against me? They act like they don't look forward and see how that.
Yes.
That,
well, you know, particularly with Vance,
and out of their favor.
Vance is very tough.
I can't help but believe that it's because they're so off their game now. They don't know what to do and how to do it.
They won't give up the same sort of approach. That's true. They're in their little bubble, and they believe that somehow or another all this is going to blow up. And, Joe, the American people are not going to say how much is this costing, or they're not going to say, well, Trump didn't bring bacon down. Now, if it's a year from now and bacon's not down, then, yeah, there's going to be a question of, all right, what are we doing here? What else can we do? But 5 days in, people are not blaming Trump.
Right. But, Dom, wasn't ever taken into consideration what Homan's answer was? all the money we've spent on these people, and all of a sudden now you're worried about expenditure.
Right. Yep, exactly.
It's moronic. It's ridiculous.
No, it is. Look, I wasn't in favor of Vance giving the first interview to Brennan. A lot of people in conservative media said it ought to be a conservative. I agree with that. But he knew where he was going to go on this. And you could tell he was sitting on certain lines so predictable here that it actually is a help to do what he did.
Absolutely. He was so far ahead of her own game. It was good to see. It was great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Joe, what's your moment?
Mine is that gopher ball that Mitch Williams served up to Joe Carter. Henry told me I thought it was 1995. It was 1993.
Yes, 93. Yeah. So is that best or worst moment, Joe? Worst, right? I hope.
That was a bad one for any Phillies fan.
Well,
I mean, the wind went out of the sails. I mean, you know, in three quarters of a second.
Yeah, Mitch Williams is a great guy. I helped to coach him when he was starting to do sports media. On radio side, Joe, and very good guy, very nice guy, and he was doing pretty well in media. But he and Lenny Dykstra, you wouldn't want to invite to the same party, really.
He took it like a champ, and that was, what a gentleman he was. And I want to tell you one other thing. I was with Scott Pressler this weekend up in Middlesex, Edison, Central Jersey.
Oh, the fly fishing.
Yes, it was. Oh, the way he puts people together, Dom, and gives them their duties. The guy's a surgeon. He is a surgeon.
He's unbelievable. He's here at 2 today. Yeah, I saw him. I'm on both the whale people and and Scott. And they said, well, there'll be a lot of fishermen there. And he said, oh, you had me when you said fishermen. There you go. All right, the fly fishermen. He's doing that one.
You ever go fly fishing before?
I have not.
No?
No. My only claim to fame is driving a boat wrong way and almost grounding it. Small boat.
Wait, I need to know more about this. Why
I was only about 12 and they let me drive a boat.
like how big was the boat that we're talking about?
It had an outboard motor. No, it wasn't a yacht. Come on.
God, crashes a yacht into the...
It bounced a little bit toward the, I thought the outboard motor went in the direction you were holding it and went in the opposite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nobody told me that. They said, hey, drive the boat. I may have been 11, something like that.
So remember. Did you capsize it?
No, I didn't capsize it. Okay. It was just, we pushed it away. Thank God it was on, it was still water, but I just put it on the shore a little bit, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was nervous there for a second. Yeah,
no.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
The guy that's the all-time straight man, Martin and Lewis, is the admiral who said, I'll get back to you on that, sir. That guy, can you imagine him sitting there in a typical military? He's just got to, all right, I'll get back to you. I'll get those numbers for you.
Capsize.
And just think, people elect that guy to Congress year after year. And nobody can run against him. I think he's in Texas, or is it Georgia? One or the other.
Let's be honest. Fly fishing, it solely exists to waste time, right?
Yeah. I would
like, nobody's actually catching fish without anything besides throwing your lure in over and over again.
Right.
Probably a lot of people out there right now that are angry at me, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, what is the allure?
There's no allure to it.
Well, Scott Pressler...
Call in.
...was registered voters, and he'll be here at 2 o'clock to break that
sorry,
down.
Sorry, Scott, but...
But imagine the Amish now communicating through Pressler that they want to rebuild America. That's how much they're enamored with Trump, and they're great builders, apparently. They want to go to L.A. and build it. Let me play that Karen Bass so I don't forget it here before we take a break. Yeah, this was even better than the Colombian president because a split screen, Karen Bass, who was in Africa, her home wasn't affected. The mayor of L.A. prattling on about why you can't let people back in their houses to start rebuilding, and Trump going, get out of here. All right, here's how it sounded.
Apartments together so that people don't get caught in the loop of going from one room to the next. We want them all to be in the same room so that you can get busy rebuilding ASAP.
In the same room, though.
What?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yes, and we will clear the LUTs, absolutely, in the city and in the county. We are working together. Both levels of government are working in unity.
Is it like we that's the answer that we got, and that's where we're all hanging on?
Yes.
So if you're telling us now faster, is it 6 months? Is it, I mean, all of our lives, rents, all this stuff is weighing on this.
6 months is no good.
And the number one thing that we are going to do immediately, and you will see this happen, is to clear out the debris. And you know, we're concerned right now over the weekend because of the potential rain.
Oh,
but
yes,
we are going to move as fast as we can. But we want you to be safe, and we want you to be back in your homes immediately.
But the people are willing to clean out their own debris. It doesn't
cost
a lot.
Yes, and they can.
You should let them do it, because by the time you hire contractors, it's going to be 2 years.
If a family...
The people are willing to get a dumpster and do it themselves and clean it out.
And they can.
There's not that much left. It's all incinerated.
That's right.
And, you know, it's just going to take a long time if you do. You can do some of it, but a lot of these people, I know that guy right there that's talking. I know my people. You'll be on that thing tonight, throwing the stuff away, and your site will be, it'll look perfect within 24 hours.
All right, and it went on from there. And there's a split screen of America. People like Bass, government types, whatever. And then Trump. What do we have here? Why are we not moving? Where's the urgency? They don't have any urgency. They don't care. They're not in that game. It's just that simple. Why is this so hard to understand? Why do you have to cover that up? As soon as you hear government, well, they're looking at your safety. Things have to be done properly. It's not about that. It's about they don't answer to anything. How are the public schools of, say, Philadelphia still in business? Look at them. Year after year after year after year, the same stuff. They're not changing. They don't have to. They block school choice. They try to block charter schools. And sometimes people vote to continue this. A split screen there, the difference of Trump. Let's get moving here. We've had enough delays. Oh, safety. What's safety? What's left there? And if people sign a waiver, they want to start clearing it, it's on them. They ought to be able to do that. You know, Karen Bass is the same type of person that says you don't have a right to try. You're told you have a terminal illness. You want to try something. Oh, no, you better not do that. Why not? I was told I'm terminal. Well, it could be unsafe. The same attitude. America just has to see this again and again and again and again, the contrast. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Don't forget the side question. Hit us with that all-time great moment or worst moment, being a Philadelphia sports fan. And again, Ray Dininger here at 1. Just want to hear him moving forward. In this charge, the NFL is looking to have the Chiefs win again. I didn't think last night's calls, but we'll ask him, were outlandish. It could have gone the other way. You know, but it does seem like the Chiefs are living a charmed life. And you're going to hear that more and more as we get closer to the game. Hey, I have important questions to ask you. Are you planning to sell your home in 2025 or anytime soon? The housing market is changing fast and not what it used to be. My friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors wants to help you stay ahead of the shifting real estate market and increase the value of your home. Put this date on your calendar. It's this coming Saturday. Diane is hosting a free breakfast seminar this Saturday morning, February 1st, at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington. She'll show you how to tackle today's uncertain market with rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, low-cost ways to stage your home, and lots of other insights. Nobody does it better than Diane. I'll be there that morning till around 8:15, 8:20. I think breakfast starts at 8:30. Always a great breakfast, great time. Diane will sign copies of her new book, Model Home Mindset. So you don't want to wing it when selling your home. If you have any sense, it's time. You're starting even in the beginning stages. Diane does all the homework, gets your home sold for top dollar. It's all free. All you have to do is RSVP. Call them at 215-576-8666 or visit 215-576-8666.com. I'll see you Saturday morning at the Hilton Garden Inn. All right, small thing maybe, but this is happening all over the place just a week in. The Trump administration, Department of Education, among other things, has eliminated the position the Biden administration had put in of a so-called book ban coordinator. The book ban coordinator investigated school districts and parents working to stop obscene content. That's what the book ban coordinator did. It's I have a lot more today, too. We're working on trying
book
to get
ban coordinator.
The book ban coordinator. Well, really, it's the anti-book ban. No, it is the book ban coordinator. That's right. They're coordinating book bans. Coordinating. Yeah. It's stunning. I have this story. We're trying to get this Dr. Haim, I believe it's on. I finally got to him on Twitter, but he got his case dismissed. He's a guy that was a whistleblower, I believe, one of the big, I'm not sure if he was Texas or Boston, where he talked about these unnecessary surgeries on that are irrevocable, kids, the amount of money involved. And as a result of that, he was under criminal complaint from the institution. Well, the Trump Justice Department, even without Pam Bondi, dropped it, and so did the judge on Friday. Just another example of something big. When you hear this guy's story, it's quite remarkable, and they were really going to try to take him to the highest criminal penalties imaginable, and yet, there you go, another repercussion. They got around to it on Friday. He's a free man. Big stuff all through social media. Classic whistleblower story. The right outcome. All it took was the Justice Department saying, no, we're not going to prosecute this. It never should have been prosecuted. There's going to be a lot more of those. And in our weekly Reading, Writing, and Reading show, devoted to education, parental rights, really, I have a story this week. The Trump administration finally moving on to big college. He's got good, better people this time. They're drilling down on stuff. How does a college get accredited? Why don't we have low-cost colleges? Well, you have this board of accreditors who doesn't want low-cost colleges. You could have a college for a lot less. And now the Trump people are going to overturn this and get people in there that are looking to have low-cost college. Think about that. Think about what a difference that would make. I'll give you more details on that. Just two more examples of what happened over the weekend. Okay, coming up, we're going to talk Eagles back and beyond moving forward with Ray Dittinger. And also we have Sean Parnell. We'll take more of your calls. Sean is a real good friend of Pete Hegseth. And we'll talk with him about what's the to-do list for Hegseth. I had somebody asking me about three Republicans voted against Hegseth. What will Trump do about them? Well, McConnell's probably retiring. Murkowski, they tried to take her out in Alaska. Somehow or another, she remained. She beat the MAGA candidate. And same thing with Collins. She's not up for a while, I think, in Maine. They like her there. Go figure. Not too much you can do with McConnell, unless there are some things, you know, that he might not like with people that are close to him. You can go after that, maybe. All right, big 1 o'clock hour straight ahead.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.